Thank you, Chris. The last batch of news items on this part has an emphasis on nature. You wouldn't call the new NDR, the Northern Distributor Road, now under construction, a piece of nature, but trees are already being planted along some of its length. First, however, we go out into the county to hear about the return of seal pups to the wild and an appeal for the repairs needed to that familiar landmark, the Thurne Windmill.
Just weeks ago, they were fighting for their lives after being abandoned on the beach. But now, 8 common seal pups are swimming happily in the sea after being nursed back to health. The animals were released in West Norfolk, having spent the past few months recovering at Hunstanton Sea Life Sanctuary. Each one was rescued between June and October this year from coastal areas across the county. Nigel Crosdale, general manager, said his team had saved a record number of more than 60 seal pups over the past 12 months. He explained the increase in rescues was largely to do with the rising number of common and grey seal populations along the coast. Demand has also increased as the sanctuary is now one of just 2 places in Norfolk that cares for injured pups. Staff are now preparing for this year's grey seals to be born over the winter.
A historic windmill, which has long been a Broads landmark, has launched a £10,000 appeal for much-needed repairs before its 200th birthday. The former drainage mill at Thurndyke is, with the nearby Wind Energy Museum, enjoyed as a tourist attraction and well-known wetlands site. But with algae growth slowly turning its chalk-white torso pink, the mill, which was built in 1820, is in need of a facelift before the milestone in 2020. Work to remove the algae and repaint the mill is likely to come in at around £10,000, a cost which will be on top of the £15,000 already needed every year to keep the sails turning at the Repswith Bastwick Museum. Museum and mill owner Deborah Nicholson, who is launching the appeal, said, "Thurndyke is one of just a handful of working wind pumps left in Norfolk, so it is special." The mill, which was maintained by the Norfolk Windmills Trust until 2014, is just a 5-minute drive from the museum, which details 200 years of wind energy history.
The first of tens of thousands of trees to line the route of the Norwich Northern Distributor Road was planted by schoolchildren and councillors recently. Children from the Eco Committee at Rackheath Primary School braved the frost and donned high-vis jackets to help plant a large sapling off Newman Road. It's the first of more than 30,000 trees to be planted. They were joined by Martin Wilby, Chairman of Norfolk County Council's Environment, Development and Transport Committee, and also Broadland District Council Chief Executive Phil Kirby. The event also marked the appointment of the Norse Group to carry out the planting and aftercare of almost 300,000 native trees, shrubs and hedgerow plants. Mr. Wilby said, "It's important to have the children as part of it so they understand what we're trying to do. We're not just building a road. For every tree we're taking away, we are planting 6 more."
3 Norwich schools will compete against teams from the UK and Africa as part of a unique charity space race. Competitors in the Yellow Brick Space Race will use their knowledge of science and maths to create crafts using balloons and computer technology, which can be sent into space. Whichever team can launch its craft furthest into space will be crowned winners and receive £1,000 of stargazing equipment. Norwich Schools, Sir Isaac Newton Sixth Form, the CNS and Norwich School will be joined by Flegg High School in Martham and Reefham High School in the space race, which begins in spring 2017. Once they have launched their spacecrafts, students will use portable computers to track the balloons and send back high-altitude images of the crafts via a radio transmitter.
A giant shoe was just one of the array of shoes and shawls on display from the vast collection of costumes and textiles at Norwich Castle Museum. Almost 1,000 people visited the museum for the Fashion and Passion Shoe and Shawl Heritage Day, with talks, demonstrations and hands-on activities. Lisa Little, assistant curator for costume and textiles with Norfolk Museum Service, said it's the third year it's taken over the castle, and every year it's increasing in numbers. We have reserve collections from the costume and textile department, and we have areas within all the other museum sites, she added. We have one day a year to show them at the castle. We get everything we can from the reserve collection and highlight how fantastic the museum collections are. Some just have a connection with Norwich, like the Irish giant's shoe. He was a chap called Charles Byrne, who came over from Ireland to London and exhibited himself for money. It was the old Victorian freak show. The shoes are 16 inches long, and he was almost 8 feet tall.
Well, that's all from Rupert and myself. Now we'll hand over to John and Sarah for part two of Chatterbox.